Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm watching my knockout that I scored 9 days ago against the 185-pound Kung Fu champion. All right, check this out. All right. Well, the greatest knockout I ever scored, well, obviously this is this one. Well, I'm saying before this victory, the greatest knockout that I ever scored, it was for a long time, when I knocked out Hoodlum outside Raj's liquor store in 2012, right after I beat Derek the Giant and Punk Chuck Liddell. It was right after that. It was, man, I wanted to put Liddell to sleep, but Liddell didn't want to fight. Plus, he was his kid and wife. Again, everybody knows how I punked Chuck Liddell. He's a fucking pussy. But anyways, so Hoodlum is just some gangster, just challenges me and shit. And, man, that's amazing. It's like, that I only got the Grove this year. I knocked out a gangbanger. Whatever, TKO, I hit him, you know. I punched him. And, you know, my point is that wherever I'm at, wherever I'm, like, where I said, Hoodlum, I go to the store, I'm in a line, I'm buying a fucking Arrowhead bottle of water. I was not looking to fight anybody, I was just, you know, this son of a bitch just shows up. It's just like these fights are destined to happen. But see, before I would always walk the streets, whenever, like, come on, I met this beautiful girl a few weeks ago. We're serious. We're, you know, well, look, me and her made a promise to each other that we're not going to make our relationship public, meaning no videos, pictures, because these delusional haters, man, screw these motherfuckers, man. This girl is hotter than my ex-wife. Beautiful, gorgeous. I hope everything works out. And that's it. What's her name? Not telling you. How does she look like? Exotic. Beautiful, sexy, jaw-dropping, mind-blowing, mind-fucking-blowing. Literally, supermodel. She is, yeah. Part-time model, yeah. Hey, I'm 183 now. What the fuck do you expect? You know what I'm saying? You fucking haters jack each other off, man. My girlfriend's a model. All right. So when I knocked out Hoodlum, Gurney, called him the Gurney boy too. But yeah, he challenges me, and I told him, I'm like, dude, you're making a mistake. I'm just buying a bottle of water. Get the fuck out of here. I just beat Derek the Giant, if you know who that is. You know, 300-pounder, huge motherfucker. And I just punked Chuck Liddell. I'm like, you're making a mistake. He didn't want to leave. He was so deluded to the point that he thought he could beat me. And I told Cameron was there. Raj is a cousin. I said, Cameron, because this guy was like, Hoodlum kept calling me out, and I was like, all right. Looks like I'm like, Cameron, hold my water. I'll be right back. I walk outside, put my belts down. I was coming back from Beverly Hills, and I was just, you know, meeting and greeting fans, signing autographs, shit like that. So this motherfucker was literally knuckled up, and I was not even in a stance, nothing, and then I came at him, and I just throw. You all saw me knock out my opponent 9 days ago on the video. Okay, well, Hoodlum dropped with one punch. This guy took a few punches to drop him. Hoodlum dropped, and when I hit him, okay, the reason why it's tough to, like, right, which knockout is better, Kung Fu Champion or Hoodlum? Well, Kung Fu Champion was black belt. He'd obviously destroy Hoodlum, and I destroyed him. That's why it's a better win, because the comp is better. But what's a better win performance-wise? It's tough. I'd still say this one, not because it's recent, but because, you know, it really is. You know, I looked at gloves on, you know what I mean? Boxing match, you know, I think boxing matches beat street fights. They look better. But I look just as good in street fights. Y'all saw me street fighting in Ukraine. Beat the fuck out of the special ops soldier and the boxer in the restaurant. He was 6'5". Oh, man, that was legendary. I left Ukraine with a bang, man. But anyways, so yeah, I mean, but both knockouts are great. December 11, 2012, I even remember the day, I remember the time. It was about 11 o'clock, close to midnight. Okay, here's what made this knockout. Okay, when I hit him, Right, my punches are very loud, very loud. You see, even the last knock, it was like it sounded like glass breaking. But when I hit Hoodlum in the jaw, it's indescribable. What kind of a KO was that? No, I'm serious. Then people started running. Okay, because I live close to like these fast food joints, like Astro Burger, Fat Burger. People were eating, and they heard it. And there was some fucking random dude filling up his fucking water, his water gallon. This motherfucker dropped the gallon and ran for the hills, man, because of the sound of the punch, man. I don't know what they did. They probably thought I was going to knock them out too, but no, I had beef with that dude because he was calling me out and I knocked him the fuck out. Man, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, my girl, she's coming. I'm not saying when she's coming, but she's coming to see me. I don't want to go back to jail, man. Like, I beat Anthony Thompson with the gloves, man. I beat him in Vegas, legit. No beef. The guy even said lesson learned, admitted defeat. And hey, man, hats off to him, man. Great opponent, great fighter. I'm just the greater fighter, man. See that? Now that's called being humble. What I just said. And these sick, delusional, psychotic, demented haters still hate on me, man. These people are mentally ill, man. 183 and 0. I can be 283 and 0. They're still gonna hate. Then I can be 1,000 and 0. Do you understand? These people, they're ill. This troll TV guy, a retard, direct message to you. You want to keep posting videos? Putting my radios out? Go ahead, motherfucker. You're fucking delusional, troll TV. You're sick in the head. You need help, motherfucker. I beat Jill Zavala, Deontay Wilder. Yes, I beat Deontay Wilder, bitch. That's why he was asking for a fucking rematch. You want to hear it? Fucking tard, man. Look at this shit. Hey, only the loser wants the rematch. And that last knockout I scored, you fucking retard. Let me hit you like that, man. You'd be in a fucking hospital if not coughing. You goddamn fucking clown, man. You fucking internet pussy, man. How many fucking knockouts do you have? How many fights do you have? How many TKOs do you have? How many master classes do you have? Training videos, any fucking videos. What do you have? Nothing. You're a fucking joke. You're dwelling on some fluke knockdown that Wilder scored on me, but in the fucking ring, I scored a knockout. I didn't say I knocked Wilder down. Don't twist my words. I didn't knock him down. I knocked him out. Out on his feet. If the ropes held him up from being knocked out on his back, like the last guy was knocked out on his back, Wilder, the same shit would happen to him if we fought now. That shit was 3 fucking years ago, almost 3 years ago. I'm at my prime now. At that time, I beat Wilder. The second fight wasn't my best officially. Technically, I still won by disqualification. The first fight, a blind man, Stevie Wonder, can see that I beat Deontay Wilder. We both punched each other, my hook bigger than his. Fucking retard, man. Listen to this. This is Deontay Wilder talking, asking for a rematch. Hey, if he beat me, how he said he did, and how you delusional haters said he did, then why did he say this? Let's do the rematch now, then. You hear that? It's Wilder talking to me. Come on, man. Only the loser wants the rematch. Why does he want a rematch? He thinks he beat me. Well, he wanted an immediate rematch because he fucking knows that in the ring, he got TKO'd, and what he did out of the ring, it wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough, and he knows he got disqualified. He did his fucking BS fucking cheap shots. Listen, I'm tired of talking about Wilder. I beat him. I'm a lot better now. I beat hundreds and hundreds of motherfuckers after Wilder. You're as good as your last fight. The Charlie Zelenoff that showed up and knocked out that kung fu fighter. The Charlie Zelenoff that showed up against Anthony Thompson. Wilder would not stand a chance. He would not land a punch against me if we fought now. He would get knocked out. He would get one hitter quittered again like he did in the ring, except a lot worse. I would make sure that there would be no ropes holding him up. And if they would hold him up, I would hit him again to make sure that he would be flat on his back. Wilder does not want to fight me. They're talking about this Wilder, Joshua. What? Joshua is a fucking bum. He's an up-and-comer level fighter. He's this guy. How many fake fights does he have? Does he even have 20 fights? I know he doesn't have 30 fights. I got 183. Experience, speed, power. What the fuck? Man, I hit Joshua on the chin. Joshua's going down. He's a nobody. In England, outside of England, who the fuck knows him? I went to Ukraine, people fucking knew me, man. These TV fighters are a fucking failure. Danny Green, Paul Briggs, what the fuck is that? Brian Green, Kimbo Slice, what the fuck is that? Dives, how can you fucking consider BoxRec a real website when they quote-unquote sanction dives? How can you sanction something that's not real? When the word sanction means, you know what I'm saying? You can only sanction real things. How can you sanction dives? You people live in a fantasy world, man. All this bullshit. Fuck, man. The UFC is just a bunch of wrestlers with glass jaws who have horrible stand-up. I fought UFC fighter Gil Zavala. He's whatever, same shit, Octagon fighters, EFC, UFC. It's all the same thing. What's the difference? They're all in the Octagon. It's all just a Bellator. I beat a Bellator guy for 174 right after I beat the Ninja guy in Jiu-Jitsu, yeah. The Bellator guy, he'll beat his ass, man. I'll box them, you know. We even punched them after, like, out when we got out of the cage, we had a set of words. I punched them. Dude, I own these people, man. I still see these spam videos, man. Like, I blocked the comments, and these people are desperate. They're trying to get my attention. They make these spam videos. What the fuck is wrong with you people? I knocked the motherfucker out. I dropped him. What more do you want? Every time I fucking score a phenomenal TKO, because they're not every fight can be a knockout. I score a phenomenal TKO, just like fucking relentless TKOs, where I just go off on the opponent and just bam, bam, bam. You know what I'm saying? And they quit right away because of the accumulation of the volume punching. They just can't take it. And then you fucking retards talk shit. Oh, but how come you didn't drop him? Hey, the last guy, I dropped him. And you're still talking shit, okay? You people are fucking ill. See, I blocked the comments. What do these retards do? They make... Hey, you know what? Well, I got a solution. If you're making spam videos to try and, you know, make me look bad, nobody's going to pay attention to some Simpson video or something. You people are fucking retarded. I wouldn't be surprised if these haters, if, like, the majority of them, okay, here's who the haters are. They're all mentally ill. Some of them could be convicted child molesters. Some of them could be 15, 16-year-olds that are in high school. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we, immature fucking... What are we, teenagers, adolescents? I don't know, fucking randoms. You don't know who these fucking retards are, man. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing's fact. They're all mentally ill. That's a fact. Who they are, like, they don't show their faces. They don't show... The ones that do show their faces, yeah, these pussies probably live across country, and they will never fucking come to my doorstep. They'd get their goddamn head knocked off their shoulders, and they know that. You know what I'm saying? I go to gyms, I challenge, and I defeat world-class competition. You heard what Anthony Thompson said after the fight. First round. We continue after that. Well, after the first round. You heard what he said. You understand? A 6'4", 188-pound cruiserweight with a reach of a fucking 7-footer, said that he learned his lesson when he fought me. And you fucking delusional internet fucking tars, you internet goofballs, apparently still have not learned your lesson. Well, I got a solution. I'm going to keep posting replays of my great victories. Hey, better than your spam? What the fuck? These are legendary wins. Look at this. Listen to this. This guy would crush Wilder. I crushed him. But he admitted it. He admitted that I beat him.
It was a good fight. Yeah. Hey. Clown haters. Some guy. 12-0.
Cruiserweight amateur boxer, man.
Hey.
Let him know, man.
Lesson learned. Boy got hands. I take that chance.
Hey, humble guy. Take my hat off to him. Great fighter. He was undefeated and I gave him his first loss, man. Fight after that, I knock out a fucking Kung Fu boy at the Great Black Belt. It does not get any better than that. I deserve a long time off. A long time. Even though I'm at max, I'll take 2-3 months off. Max. But I deserve longer than that. You know, I got this beautiful girlfriend, you know, Skype with her and everything, but I deserve a long time off. Just to enjoy these wins. You know, I got nothing to prove. I don't have to fucking... Plus, now it's not like it was before. I beat the shit out of so many people in L.A., even in Vegas. Well, I live in L.A. It's not like it was before. Now I'm lucky to get one opponent to agree. Thank God I knocked that Kung Fu guy out. Nobody wanted to fight. Before, I would post videos. I'd come to the gym. I'd beat 3-4 guys a day. I'd literally come to the gym, beat one guy, second, third, fourth. I'd fucking clobber everybody. Yeah, you know, they would all step up, but that's the thing. Because of my legendary 72-win year, 2016, in 2017, it's an even better year because the quality of wins are better, but it's harder to get fights. So, you know, unless I, like, move to a different state or country, I mean, yeah, I could get to 200 in L.A. I don't know. Okay, getting to 200, it's not going to be it's going to be easy. I'm too strong and fast. Nobody can compete with me. It's hard to get the fights. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, when I get the fights, it's going to be bam, bam, bam. This is it. Hit the ground or quit. That's what's going to happen. But it's just hard to get the fights because motherfuckers know me. I don't wear my goat shirt to the gyms because I did that before and then everybody recognized me and they were like, I'm cool. I don't want to do it. When I signed the autograph, wow, what a great start. I signed an autograph on video, exposed these delusional haters, proving that I got real fans. I beat the shit out of a U.S. Marine on video. I beat a 6'4 world-class boxer, Thompson. The guy admitted defeat. And then my last win is just, I mean, words can't describe that knockout. That's the, you know, fighter's dream to score wins of that caliber. Fighters dream to fight as good as me. They may, you know, that's why a lot of these clowns, like these UFC faggots, they're jealous, man. Chuck Liddell got punked. You know, this dude's a bum. My girlfriend's way hotter than his fucking wife. I'm a much better fighter than him. Who gives a fuck how much money he has, man? This is the fight game. I got money. I never said I'm rich. I'm not rich. I'm not poor. I got money. Yeah, I got enough money to support my girl, future kid. Listen, I was married before. I filed for divorce, finally. Thank God. Then my ex-wife. I really like my girlfriend. You know, she's nice. She treats me a lot better. And she, you know, that's the thing. Well, and I told her, me and her, we promised to each other that we're going to keep our relationship private, meaning that no pictures, no, well, I mean, pictures to ourselves, yeah, but no social media, fuck that shit. These delusional haters, they Photoshop, no way, man. Fuck that. Hey, have fun with Daria, man. She's all yours, motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck about her because my girlfriend is fucking gorgeous. Goddess. Every man's dream, in other words. She chose this man that's talking on the air. The superior man to all men. The superior fighter to all fighters. Charlie Zelenoff. It's not a humble, that's not a bold statement. It's a real statement. And I'm very humble with my fans. When I see my fans, I don't rub it in how great a fighter I am. I just, you know, like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? And they know it. Oh, champ, let me get an autograph. Champ, when's your next fight? Oh, man, that last knockout was amazing, man. That's the respect I get in real life. But on the internet, it's like, what the fuck is this? Spam videos. Like, what are you doing? I don't see any, like, why don't you make spam videos about Muhammad Ali? When he got dropped, I would kill Muhammad Ali. Mike Tyson, this clown got fucking clobbered by Bob. You saw the video I posted of Danny Williams beating his ass? Who the fuck is Danny Williams? Kevin McBride? Dude, if you lost to Kevin McBride, you shouldn't even show your face on TV, on YouTube, nowhere. You should just, like, go MIA for life. That's embarrassing, son. Fucking snap Deontay Wilder's jaw. That was, it was before my prime. Okay, my prime is now. What are we now? And nobody could beat Charlie Zelenoff before his prime. Now? Prime Zelenoff? Don't kid yourselves, haters. Your delusions have got the best of you. But I'm telling you that nobody will ever beat me. Nobody has beaten me. This fucking retard, he posts these cheap shots that people cheap shot at me and shit like that. You know, hey, in a fair, cheap shots does not count. I beat DeJean's ass. I snapped his head with a right hook, with many hooks. I hit him with many hooks. In the ring, hit him with the jab. A lot of those punches, they skinned me. They didn't land. They didn't land flush. They're just like pussy ass punches. DeJean's very feather fisted. Dude, the guy's 230 pounds. He couldn't even hurt me. 160. He could not hurt me. I just kept jabbing him in the fucking gut over and over. And outside the ring, I fucked him up with the right hook. I mean, it wasn't my best win, but a win's a win. And then, you know what I'm saying? There's no choking. Hey, the sneak choke? DeJean Daniels, if you listen to this. Hey, bitch, I knocked out a Kung Fu world champion my last fight. That guy would fuck you up. I fucked him up. It's on video how I knocked him out. You don't have any video of you knocking anybody out. You're a joke. You're a clown. You backed out to fight me before I was this good. You got your ass beat by me. That's why you did the sneak choke. Nobody, see, him and Wilder exposed. If you think you want to fight, why would you disqualify yourself? If you think you just scored a W, why would you turn it into an L by DQ? Well, because he didn't win. He knew deep down that I beat his ass, and he may have made it a closer fight in the second round, but he knew that it wasn't not enough. Same with Wilder. Was not enough. That's why he said, let's do the rematch now. Only the loser wants the rematch. Yeah, well, I beat DeJean's ass. Now, the reason why I want a rematch is because of what he did, you know. Look what he did, yeah, after the fight. That was just complete. Then I'll kill that motherfucker in the ring. You kidding me? And my power, no, my God. I would fucking annihilate that piece of shit, man. I would. No, do you understand that if I like TKO DeJean, I wouldn't. KO. DeJean Daniels, man, I want him to be 184, victim 184. I want to break his face. DeJean Daniels, at the gym, I know a ring. Anywhere, ring. Oh, yeah, but if it's in the gym, he's going to run around. I'll still beat him, obviously, but. I'll still beat him, but I'm saying in a ring. Yeah, and none of his fucking pussy boys. If he brings his pussy boys, look, he's not going to fight. He called me blocked. You know, what kind of bullshit is that? I told him the address. I said, here's the ring. You show up, you're getting knocked out. He started giving me excuses. He started saying, oh, pay my gas money. I'm like, I'll pay your gas money. As soon as I said that, he hangs up the phone. And then I posted the video with his boy. Oh, DeJean's probably getting a midnight snack. Midnight snack? Hey, well, there's some hooks that I'll hit him with some hooks. He can eat some left hooks, right hooks. You know, midnight snack? How about a left-right snack? Left-right to the jaw snack. How about that snack? Oh, shit, man. He wants no part of me. Him, Anthony Joshua, Wilder. Well, see, Joshua's a complete bitch. He never even fought me. They put the bums in front of him so he could. It's TV fighting is a complete joke. Especially mainstream boxing. It's just a complete. It's a disgrace. It's just a complete joke. It's just a. I can't even describe the words. What kind of clown fest mainstream boxing is. It's a circus. It's literally a circus. Fighting once, twice a year, and dives. I mean, Danny Green and Paul Briggs, he didn't even hit him. Go watch the video. He did not even hit him. There was no contact. It was literally that he just fell down. I mean, people were booing these people that were booing. They're fucking retarded. Why are you showing up to that shit? Why are you paying money? It's a fake. What? And they had the nerve to call that the IBF world title. Hey, so what does that make the IBF? So what's more legit, the UBF or the IBF? The UBF, I knock people out for real. The IBF, they stage fights. I mean, come on. International Boxing Fraud. That's what the IBF stands for. The UBF, Underground Boxing Federation. Pound for pound king. Charlie Zelenoff, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? My last knockout solidifies, cements my legacy forever as the GOAT. Literally, from now on, no matter what happens, I'm the greatest ever. No matter what happens. No matter what, I'm the greatest ever. Nobody will ever win 183 consecutive fights. But trust me, I know what's going to happen. What's going to continue happening. What's been happening for the past 6-7 years. Victory after victory. When I come back, I'm take a break. I told everyone. It took this for me to take a break. A great knockout like that. And I'm thinking there's no timetable from when I'm come back. Probably early April, or April, May at the latest. Go for 184. Hopefully get two victories in one day because, yeah, but again, it's motherfuckers. We'll see, you know, we'll see. I go to Vegas, rematch Anthony Thompson, beat him again. I don't know, we'll see. He deserves a rematch, though. It wasn't that close of a fight. I mean, I was clearly ahead. He was gracious in defeat, and he... You know, he wasn't cocky or nothing like that. You know, he did a very good job. You know, he was getting hit with some bombs. He kept his composure. He still tried to win. He tried to win the fight. He came up short, and there's no shame in coming up short when you're fighting the GOAT. I mean, there really is no shame. He gave me credit for winning, and you know, I take my hat off to the dude. You know, when that bell rings or when we square up. Or there's no bell. When we square up, we start throwing punches, you know, there's no friendship. I'm saying all that shit, like, you know, even if you respect your opponent, you know, all that shit, you know, you're fighting. You know, you want to hurt your opponent wants to hurt you. That's the nature of the sport. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, that's what makes me a great champion is that I give credit where credit is due. And Anthony Thompson, he's a great fighter, and I'm proud to say that I beat him. And, you know, and I look forward to beating many more good fighters, top-level, top-tier pros like him, you know. Because when I get to 200 or no, I'm going to retire and focus on my girlfriend. You know, 200 is, listen, man, I got to 100, man. People thought that was it, 100, and what would happen? It took a little break, 101, 102, 102, knocked my other fuck out. 103, 104, I just, you know. So when I get to 200, what that? People are going to be asking, what's 300? Because I'm so fucked. I'm 183 now at age 28. Amazing. That right there proves I'm good. No fighter would ever... These boxer guys could, come on, just hypothetically, by the rate they go, they could be 90 years old. They wouldn't reach 183 wins, or even, let alone 100. These clowns fight once a year. These are fake fights, staged fights. I'm telling you, look up Danny Green versus Paul Brick. That is the biggest disgrace I've ever seen this BoxRec shit, how could you fucking sanction dives and talk shit about the UBF when the UBF is literally me putting up heavyweights, knocking people out, TKOing Marines, beating the shit out of everybody, fucking destroying everybody. That U.S. Marine I knocked out in 2016, that guy literally nearly killed the man. You know, how can you fucking dispute the undisputed? How can you dispute the undefeated, the undeniable, the unbreakable Charlie Zelenoff? Indestructible, motherfucker. Proved it all. It's not bragging when you got videos of it, when you back it up to the extent where you literally got hundreds of videos of everything that I've said. It's literally on video. I did it even better than I fucking said I was going to do it, man. Holy fucking shit, who was it? Man, that was amazing. Amazing, man. That sounded like glass was breaking, man. Look, let me just say this, man. Before, you know, okay, well, technically I was always the GOAT, you know, so when I was born, I was like, God already knew what was going to happen. I was, okay, but you know what I'm saying, before I evolved goddamn strong, like even when I was a kid, I always knew that I had the potential to be as great of a fighter, great of a boxer as I am today. And when I started to expose these delusional haters, when I started posting videos, the very first video that, like, demented clowns say that I would brag and all this bullshit. Okay, I made like a video of me hitting the bag. Then I made some sparring, like me and CJ. You know, CJ was a good boxer, a lot better than those mainstream clowns. And I beat his ass as many times in sparring. I went easy on him, man. I still would get the better of him all the time, you know, because we were friends at the time. And he had to retire because he dislocated his shoulder multiple times. He wasn't able to continue. He was 3-0, but I would have gave his first loss just like I do to all the undefeated fighters. But, you know, whatever, hit CJ. No, because we did talk about having an actual bout, like not sparring, an actual fight. Yeah, if I would count all my sparring, then I'd be 300, 350 and shit. Yeah, we talked about having an actual bout, but no, he didn't want to do it. He moved to Australia. He lives out there. I don't know what the fuck he's doing now. Apparently, Tiger said he has a gym out there. But anyways, so I made these videos. I literally didn't even title them. But like, you know how it says like video, like VID, then a bunch of numbers. That's what the title was. No description. The comments open. I would not write anything below the comments. And these sick degenerates, these fucking retarded, annoying parasites would talk shit about me. Literally, at that time, when I was a 17-year-old kid, they would just talk shit. And I ignored it. You know, my homies were like, ah, they're just some mentally ill people. Come on. I'm like, ah, fuck them. Another video, third, fourth, fifth video. And these clowns just continued and continued. And I said, you know what? And my homie still told me, he's like, ah, bro, come on. My cameraman says, ah, don't respond to them. Ignore them. They're delusional, crazy people. Yeah. I said, wait a second. Well, it's time to show the delusional fucking crazy people. It's time to show them who the fucking champ is. And now you bitches see it every single month. Now you see it. And then when I responded, well, boxing history in the making, I went on to win 183 fights. A lot of them on video. BTV fighters. The quote-unquote fighters that you idiots say that are real pros. Ran Chuck Liddell off the street. Knocked Deontay Wilder to next week. Outboxed Gilles Zavala, a TV octagon fighter that signed up with the UFC, and I retired him right before his big UFC debut. What do we end his career with those jabs to the body? Now that's what you call a legend. You know what I'm saying? Like when somebody would say, oh, well, yeah, Charlie is a champion, the underdog story. What, an underdog? Well, I'm the favorite every single fight now. The fuck? I'm 183. No, I was never, that's the thing. I was never the underdog. Maybe these delusional clowns on the internet treat me as the underdog, but I'm never the underdog, man. I'm a prohibitive favorite every single fight.